This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is the Vukubangene Breakfast Show right here on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. It is 11 after 9, and Ngishilongathi, we are going to be having our multi-award winning group or duo right here in studio, which is Afro Soul. They are already in studio. They are looking stunning, guys. Yeah! Wow. If you really want to see them, make sure that you catch us live on our Facebook and Instagram. It is at MUT Radio. You're going to see them. You're going to see them. And we are heading straight to the interview with them. Just quickly about them, real quickly. They have released three albums, Africa in 2008, Usemncane in 2010, and Rebirth in 2013. I think their last offering was in 2018. They have performed in New Orleans, but yeah, that word in essence festival, Pesheya, and they also signed under management Igabao Entertainment. They've won 3 awards, 2 SATMA awards and 1 Metro FM award, and they've also been nominated for a South African Music Award in 2009. They've worked with a big artist in South Africa such as Maphorisa, Mondli Ngcobo, Robbie Malinga, Gaffi Mthunzi Namba, Eddie Matiba, Mandla Spikiri, Mbongeni Ngema, Malcolm Ntlego, and Uvin UDJ Dira as well. And then also in 2014, they went to Germany to represent EKZN. They've also received Umlakto Lifetime Achievement Award in 2014. And I did say they just dropped their 4th album in 2018. Kuthiwa-ke their music will make you smile, make you laugh, fall in love, and possibly cry also as well. I think I've said enough about them. Let's just meet them right here. Sanbonan.
Sawubona, my brother.
Niyaphila kodwa.
Siyaphila.
I know. Siyabonga, siyabonga. What a beautiful bio that you guys have. Mhlampe, can you just tell us, maybe from the basic start, your background and how you actually started in this music scene?
Eh, thanks, my man. We started like ngoba na usufundi bio nje ikutshela ukuthi way back ngo 2002, that's when we started recording. Successo 3 lapho with the two late members abangasekho. Then ngo 2010 I'll just jump quickly ba kuningi. 2010 was joined by uMazulu in front of you here. She came in as a dancer and a backing vocalist, but later ngentando kaNkulunkulu she became the face of the brand and the lead vocalist. Yeah, then now kuNkulunkulu futhi ngokwenza kakhe sekuqinise si 2 njengoba ubona since ngo 2021 we lost a member yesithathu yethu uSergeant Malisha wakhona la emlazi kwa Z emafazini. So now we sekuyijonga ubona and uNkulunkulu emuhle kuyaqhubekeka. Abantu basasithanda, sisabathanda, umusic usarekodeka kuyaqhubekeka.
Nice. Now speaking of ukuthi nisukemlazi and some of your members basukemlazi, can you just talk about, you know, your experience growing up in KZN and actually how it has influenced how you do music?
Ngicela ukuthi ngibingelele umlaleli ekhuluma uthandeki Ntombi yakwaZulu umntwana Magebe sithule isikandabuzulu kamlandeli umlaleli inkomo zamadedezulu omnyama ndlela zimhlophe. So thank you so much for having us today. Ngingasho ukuthi umusic kwethu njengoba singabakwaZulu uinfluence kakhulu i-environment. USabelo originally uzalelwe kwaHlabisa, mina ngizalelwe othongathi, uMalisha wakhona la emlazi ngoba eseshilo kwaZethu. So obviously influence we umbhaqanga, soulful music, umaskandi, and then that creates a sound ye Afro Soul. Isikhathi esiningi sicula ngesintu ngesiZulu, sometimes we take amacula ayeculwa kudala emaceceni and then thina siwashintshe siwenze a sound ngesound yesimanje ngoba sithanda ukuthi sihlanganise okwakudala nokwamanje. Yes.
Ah, wow, that is definitely beautiful. Ngibonile kodwa nge-intro ukuthi ngazi ukuthi khona isiZulu ozosisho esizongixaka. Zulu maceceni lapho ukuthi kasi yini ke?
Mekunemshado, mekunemcimbi.
Okay, okay, I know. Yabona ke sengiyafunda ke nami guys. Ngiyafunda over there. Now, you've also had the opportunity, you know, to work with many well-known artists with the sound that you have described. Mthambe, can you talk about any particular like memorable collaboration that you've had?
Maybe okay, I've got a couple. collaboration in studio, working in studio, working with Uspikiri. When I go to the album, I to Kala. It sounds Uspikiri when he creates music.
Yeah.
It's so easy. So easy. He took only 5 minutes to play the keys. Mm. And at the time, Waxa Kona Fisherman in studio at the time as one of our producers. Oh, I know you guys might know him. The song was completed in an hour. Kwagu parting, apparently the groove, clearly pulling out, say, Afro Soul, come in, I've got something for you. When he got in the studio, you know, he punched the keys, and then Fisherman was on the scoop. Same time, Hoy in my voices, then later in Sasabiza, my musicians, the song was recorded live.
Wow.
And also, a good producer is Ukufi Pilani. Ukufi, a producer in Dalia Batulabaning, which he mentioned about, but one
like
of our inspirations in Malaika.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was founded by Ukufi. So, and you know that guy when you're sitting, in the example, in a taxi listening to music?
Yeah.
Out of a song comes a song. Usually when we're going out or maybe on a plane going to Johannesburg, when we land, remember the song that was playing this poem, we're going to create a song out of that. So, you know, his inspiration is his life. Is life food, is what is happening now. Then song comes, you know, right there. But one of our biggest collaboration with an artist is Ukuzani. We did Ingoma at Ingomo Yami in 2018, which is in the album Uhambo. One of our biggest songs so far in Komoyami. It's a Mbakanga
fusion type of song.
Yeah.
Wow. I also like the title of the song. Not yet. But anyway, you know, speaking of you know, how you can just zone into music while kukhona abantu kuneparty and all of that. Does it ever happen to you also as well? Like, because I can imagine you are also at that part, and then Mesethi Uspikiri, let's do this. How do you just straight up switch and jump into coming up with a lyric?
I think I think anga mention nangu sabelo sebenzile kakhulu no babumbonge ngema na manje sasebenza naye. We come from theater background. That's where we started before anything. So usebenze theater yonke into yenzeka manje. U director ushintsha i script nise backstage. Iketin koli kala hlambe in the next 15 minutes. You need to be as quick, as versatile, as spontaneous as you can. Lokho kwasiza ukuthi sikwazi ukufana nawo music when Afropop group, but angiboni ukuthi khona hlambe iartist esingesikwazi collaborator nalo, even a hip hop artist nan. Kukwenza ukuthi nje iversatility ube flexible ngalendlela nomqondo wakho uyagijima. Ma usebenze theater kumele ubambe iculo, kumele ubambe choreography, kumele ubambe ama lines akho. You do lezi zinto zo 3 kanye in one show. So it forces you ukuthi ube nenye level of professionalism, creativity. Yabo ne focus. So ukuthi usephathini manje, but if there's an opportunity for you to be a star manje, you can't say, I mean, angisajabula. No. Yeah. You need to tell your mind, your brain, ukuthi manje sengiyasebenza. And then you quickly switch and be in that zone.
And just to add on that, you know, when you have been called by Uspikiri, anyway, an artist, you've been longing to work with a big producer. So when that opportunity comes, you must delete everything else. It is the time to rise and shine.
And so it happens even with us, manje. Yeah. Now that we have grown, we've got our own record label, Igabao Entertainment.
Yes.
And then the melody comes. Sabela itule manje ababiza abakhona nkosi ndoni banthule azamu record talento manje foni mhlawumbe asifike endlini you play piano usey composer njalo already yabo sase kuseme nasivuka first thing mela sihambe se studio soyifaka and then okunye sengalandelayo ngendlela ukuthi iverse izothini ihook izothini but uma ngabe ufika lowo muzwa because it's a gift from uNkulunkulu akumele uzibe ngoba mhlawumbe isikhathi sakho sokuthi ulokhuze wenze hit
Yeah, wow. You know, that's actually very beautiful. And I've heard, yeah, about theater and how it actually grooms, you know, our artists, you know, even actors as well, the likes. So theater, yeah, good to know. It's goated.
That's cool.
Actually, yeah. it's very goated. Now, you've spoke on, you know, working with Mbongeni Ngema, and also in your bio, I think you mentioned, Uguti, you've been at the Mbongeni Ngema Academy. How has that influenced, you know, your career as musicians?
A great deal, my brother. Babu Mbongeni is a genius. He's a perfectionist when it comes to his art.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nati, being trained by such a human being, kwasenza sayihlonipha kakhulu industry.
Yeah.
Beside the craft, ukusihlonipha nje as an artist. Mhlambe futhi not as an artist, but as a human being.
Mm.
You know, he would say, if you're an artist, you're an artist every day. Not only when you perform. Mm. So, at umhlaba is your stage. Mm. So, you must carry yourself as the way you walk, the way you articulate anything, it must be in line with your career. You can't be an artist only when you need to present.
Mm.
Yes. You are an artist in jail. So, it behavior again around your life must be as clean, because the artist is someone who's very close to God, our Father who art.
In heaven. We are so the art. Mm. And also, I think wonke umuntu mhlambe owazi Afro Soul as a group or as a brand, uzo engafakazisa kulento sabelo ayishoyo, ave sihlonipha umsebenzi wethu, ave sizihlonipha nathi. Angikhumbula ngelo dilanga since ngajoin Afro Soul, ngizwa mhlambe ephepheni kubhala iskandalo ukuthi mhlambe sekubonakala uMalisho uSabelo uMazulu elwa nomuntu enzani. Njengamanje ngoba si la studio siyahamba sine gig emdoni, how we dress up, how we go all out. I don't want to lie. Siyawuhlonipha umsebenzi wethu kakhulu ngoba si understand ukuthi iyona nto uNkulunkulu asinikeza yona ekwazi ukuthi sishintshe ngayo impilo zemindeni yethu la sisuka khona. So uma singayiphathisi weKhala zamaNtungwa, then we are in the wrong industry.
I think this interview is a gem for other fellow artists as well. I hope they're listening, my God, because this is very amazing. Now, speaking of you know, also in performance, being able to just one of the things you mentioned was respecting the art that you have. What else, you know, contributes to you making a performance great? What other feelings do you channel into a performance to make sure that it is the best performance for yourselves and also for the audience?
For authenticity, trying to be someone else will kill you. But being yourself, I'll make an example. Say you are booked in a show whereby there's a big artist. There are big artists in life in Siyazi.
Yeah.
For example, mhlambe khona currently umuntu ohita nje in the music genre uNomfundo Umo, our little sister.
Yes.
She's got big songs.
Mm.
But akungathi ma esengenile ngaphambi kwethu bese sishawa uvalo sikhohlwa ukuthi siwobani.
Yes.
Stick to your music. Be as true as, don't change the sound. Don't suddenly say, as you change the repertoire now, say up tempo songs, obey audience, see a line. Bring them to your stage when I must feel, because trying to catch up on a wave, you don't know how to get down back to your way.
To you.
So, authenticity every day.
And also, preparation. Mangabe uzoya egigini, rehearse. Angazi abanye benze njani. Thina asiri ekwigigi singa rehearsile, because awukwazi ukuthi usithatha kancane stage saphoqana. Mawuso sijwayela kabi, siyakubuka. That's one thing you can't cheat. A performance, you cannot cheat a performance. Ngisho kuthiwa usuperforme for over 30 years, but whenever you're going to go on stage, you need to rehearse. Uprepe I repertoire yakho ozoyenza, uzilungiselele yonke into yakho, and then mawufika ebantwini, give them your all. Also, ngoba dechazo sabele ukuba authentic kuyasiza, ungazami ukuzenza into ongayona. Also, communicate with your people. Ngiyazenzakalela khona automatically bazokureceive ngale ndlela nawe oze ngayo kubona because abantu bayafeel umsebenzi wethu usebenza ngespirit. Mawuzo manje uvuke nje la okade uvuka khona ufike laphana uthi hayi ngoba mina nginengoma enkulu uzobabhedela abantu bazokuza ukuthi hayi lo akasihloniphi. Bakubuke nje.
Yes. Wow. Now that is definitely amazing. Now we have spoken to them about, you know, performance, you know, their art and how they respect the art that they have been given and how and where it comes from and how it has grown over the years. And actually speaking, touching on growth, they have been onto international stages. And now I would like to hear from both of you, Gutige, how was that feeling of being on an international stage? Not once, but twice also. So, you know, how has it been? How was the reception as well? And what maybe what did you enjoy the most about it?
Yo, it was amazing. I don't want to lie. Both on both occasions, Berlin in Germany and as well as Sigui Essence Festival, one of the biggest festivals we have. Emhlabeni wonkana for us first and foremost ukuthi besichoose as one of the group that they felt ukuthi are right to go and represent South Africa KZN and Durban in particular kwasenza sasizwa sibakhulu and obviously masifika laphayana coming with the sound yasekhaya ngoba dechazo sabe liqaleni ukuba authentic akuvi kubalekile because when you go abroad ufika bane sound yakhona yapheshaya siyawazisa abaza ama artist angale ukuthi acula kanjani. So for them ukuzwa om music ofana nowethu kwabajabulisa kakhulu in such a way that the same night as performer at Dome alongside abo John Legend abo we opened the stage for Otina Tena. Wow. You know it was such a huge opportunity for us and we got a gig instantly. Mas Pumi stage, we got other two gigs. So local for us, kwasenza sathobeka kakhulu sayibona ukuthi umsebenzi eswendayo awumncinyana and abantu bayawuthokozela especially emazweni angaphandle ngoba into abanganayo bona. So mawufika ne sound yasekhaya eAfrika kuyabathokozisa lokho.
Wow, that is definitely nice. Now, speaking of, you know, the impact that you've made overseas, I'd just like to know, Mhlambe, what kind of impact do you really hope to make with your music, maybe on the listener's ear? You know, what is the goal when making a song and actually thinking of the kind of impact that you'd like to make through your music?
But for umculo, I think ukhandile ukufundisa since kuyikuthiwa universal language. Kodwa kakhulukazi before we go universal, our music, we wish that it can teach our youth or our generations to come to believe more in themselves. You know, stay who you are, stay African if you're an African, if you're whatever nationality you are. But nje go away to tina, we say in kubantu bethu, let us not lose your identity. It's very important. For us to go international, it was because we are identifiable as Africans in the music fraternity. Kwatwa, you guys go represent the country. You know, so so being yourself, being original, gives you character. But different.
It's one of the tools we use for a band to embrace themselves and also to heal. Music aguve upolisa inhliziyo. It's either usosizini noma ujabulile. So if you listen to ingoma zethu zonke ezinomyalezo, khona enye ekhuluma about abazali as indle emnyama abaningi bethu we come from imndeni engekho mihle kahle. So we talk about those things ukuthi abazali bethu basikhulisile even though babengenalutho but namhlanje siyaziwa umhlaba yonke siyahlonishwa because of ukubekezela kwabo and most of ingoma zethu sikhuluma about embracing love. Whether uthando lwethandani or uthando nje in general la kunothando khona inhlonipho happens like iba khona automatically. So through our music ukuvuselela ukwazisana, ukuthandana, ukuhloniphana nokuzazi as umAfrika ukuthi ungasuki ekubeni wena.
That is really beautiful. Thank you so much for that. And then also speaking of, you know, education and educating about the core values of being an African, is that also what inspired the academy that you have? And also, could you please just get more into the academy itself?
The academy called Ikabao. Remember, we are signed with Ikabao Entertainment. Also, we've got what is called Ikabao Project, where we do all our projects. Then Ikabao then decided to create, now it's Kungo Sokufundisa, which is Ikabao Performing Arts Academy. Seeing that nathi safunda kwabanga phambili la safunda khona, now let us give foot more in knowledge and our skills to abantu beza emva kwethu, so that industry is sustainable ingapheli. So hence ke sasesivula isikhungo sethu Ikabao Performing Arts Academy, lapho khona nje sicija khona makhono. It's all about talent and entertainment, ukucula, ukudansa, ukulingisa. Saphinde sa add administration, because most artists lack administrative skills. Une talent but you don't know what to do with it. Saphinde sa add futhi ukuxoza, ukhakhaya ngento ekuthiwa mental health. Most of our people, whether artists or not, sinenkinga ye depression. So sathabanda sibasize ukuthi singabi neneke underlining efana nezikamfowethu lo sanda kudlula nakusingimlibala wakhona la emlazi futhi ngenxa ye depression towards lengisa sicabanga kakhulu blah blah blah. And many artists and sportsmen, even ama pilots guys, when I read most of them they commit suicide ngenxa ye depression. You read ukuthi ngayizolo umuntu uhlalile waphuza wadla into zakhe ama drugs ekuseni mhlawumbe ngo-4 before ayogibela ibhola wathi sathi uthi angisalifly ngiyabulala. So i-depression, so we have that subject also esikoleni, which ke lapho we collaborated with a company ebizwa nge-Inner Connect. They are based in Denmark. So we, then ke ya ifunde zo-5. We are right now open to take abantu abazofunda unyaka owodwa i-course yethu offerisha all these subjects. Uphume u-qualified. Lapho sine proof ukuthi you are qualified futhi usebenza. We've got a lot of artists manje abase abakuma shows akhona on TV that we are watching, and nase theater baningi basebenza as we speak. Kune series eshuthwayo njengamanje indala yase UK, but most of our students are there working. Eli Tewin as we speak,
the likes of Ondoni from Idols the other year. Most of our students nje angifuni qhamamanga, they are doing well in the industry. Nokuthi butwami, we felt ukuthi baningi abantu abatalented abakhona, but you find ukuthi umuntu udumunya kawodwa emva kwalokho awusamazana ukuthi kwenzakalani. Uthola ukuthi omunye ngezumblame abayithola ngeopportunity yokuthi ba workshop naye wayengazi ukuthi mhlawumbe fame kuyoba into enkulu kangaka phekwe impilo yakhe. Ade phatha 2 rand high school
wegwini.
All of a sudden usebhukha ngo-150,000. Akazi ukuthi azenze njani, noma role phansi noma enze njani. So Ikabao is there for you ukuthi kuleli talent onalo mase siyalipolisha ngaphezu ukuthi sikunikeze isitifiketi esi-accredited NQF level 4. Besides that, siphinde sikucije because we have experience, we've been in the industry for over 20 years now. So sikucije ukuthi okay, usazohamba endleleni kusazoshuba, sizoba khona isikhathi where you won't have gigs, uzobuhlela ekhaya. And ezinye izinto that will keep you busy. Qoqa ingane emphakathini encane, do unazo ezinye esinyi skill besides ukucula. As umaZulu, I'm one of ama artists angamile ngento eyi-1. Hence ekaba usifundisa izifundo zo 3 ku music, ku dance, ku acting. Versatility is very important. So awukwazi ukuthi uthi mina ngiyacula phela. Mayingasekhi gig, what do you do? Also ubambi mic, and then what else? The business side of being in the industry. How do you tap into that? Uzuzu understand ukuthi wena ngoba umaZulu, you are a brand, umsebenzi withul besides i voice yakho. You know what I mean? Abanye bayazi, they've seen me kwama shows amaningi uzalo, Hostela, uMaskandi Queen on Showmax, because ngazitshela ukuthi yonke into engikwazi ukuyenza ngizoyenza. The sky asiyona ngisho kwasona limit. I can cook. There are so many things. So you acquire my skills. Uthola ukuthi sikuvusa ngento obungayinakile ukuthi uyakwazi ukuyenza. Umunye athi mina ngifuna ukuyenza nje. menga second productions azokuqasha and then uzokwenza njani uhamba yobo uhlupha lapha ekhaya yophathwa i depression so siyakwazi ukuthi sicije kulezo zinto zonke ukuthi okay lokhu ungakwazi ukuthi ukwenze kube business osiphilise ngakho.
Wow, that is definitely amazing. Now I'd like to know ukuthi how do I join Migabao Academy, where do I find it, maybe on social media and contact details maybe.
Okay, ngizosho nje inamba esifonelayo ngekhathi zokusebenza nkosiyami hayi suku. It's 082-79-11-050 kanti ku Instagram uthi ikabawo_arts_academy ikabawo_arts_academy and then on Facebook uthi ikabawo performing arts academy one word ikabawo performing arts academy. Uyakwazi ukuthi usifonele noma usendele uWhatsApp mawufika siyakwazi ukuthi audition esikuregister same time ngoba vele ama auditions beswenze ngomhla 14 January but we are still taking abantu in iminyango nje evalue kahlahle sobathatha abantu throughout the year kulunyaka because khona uthola ukuthi umuntu uvalelekile ngesikhathi senza ngaso ama auditions mhlawu busy noma akazwanga la emsakazweni then abe nenkinga ukuthi usehlele ekhaya akenzi lutho so sikhona nje izandla siyivulile but ke siyafisa ukuthi abantu baqale kanye nathi unyaka ukuze bangasali ezifundweni zabo because yethu unyaka ngoba sishilo sabelo ikabawo performing arts academy we are fully accredited by CATSIT a NQF level 4 permanent certificate sakho usuqualified usukwazi ukuyosebenza usungakwazi nawe futhi ukuthi ufundise. Ngiyabonga.
This is definitely great, man. What you're doing, guys, is really amazing. Thank you so much for actually taking that initiative. I think it's very important because there's quite a lot of talented, unrecognized artists, and especially in KZN, you know, people even opt to go to Johannesburg, because they're trying to get recognized. So I think it's very important what you're doing. Thank you so much. Now, lastly, going back to the music again, and maybe going back to you guys. What can we expect moving forward in terms of music and maybe in terms of performances and the likes?
Yeah,
yes. Are you taking it? Okay. First and foremost, tell ukubonga, there's a new single that we released. Ngithi isayintsha ngoba kaphela 6 months release last year on November. Ethi hambe ekhaya. Ikhona and it's available konke ama digital platforms. Sacela ukuthi abantu bay download ingoma yethu ne video yakho na it's out. Siyabonga futhi to those who have already downloaded the song. Currently we are planning to do our first live DVD as we say Playhouse that speaks about the journey of Afro Soul. Okunye sesichazile ke masiqala interview yethu meng join Afro Soul besibathathu for over 11 years now and then ngo 2021 washiya uMalishe so that nje leyo journey kuze kufike edlula emhlabeni also nje journey ke ye Afro Soul ngiyangithi ke siyingqanawe thina we are one of the groups engabanga lula endleleni to be where we are you know maningi ama challenges edlule kuona so siyafisa ukuthi leyo journey yethu si share nabantu bethu nabathandi bomculo wethu nabalandeli bethu so beshuthi live DVD yethu abantu bazobe bevumelekile sizobuya futhi size la eMthe Radio sizosho wonke ama details vele sizazobuya sobane ne unplugged session so
definitely.
Yeah but nje sikulawo ma plans lawo ukuthi sishuthi live DVD yethu yeah but manje ngo February
we also gonna do plan already started doing a single collaboration with youth I mean Undoni the one at my idols nenye nomunye intombazana wa graduate esikoleni ikaba u Charlotte.
Oh yes,
she's doing very great in the Musha but she's doing very well so we've started planning around it just so that we fuse youth asayoni okay mina ngisayoni youth
sekhulekile
uma sizase yona so just wanna you know capture you know both worlds abadala nabancane with this collaboration so also give them ngikuthwe welise umuntu bridge
yes
we're giving them our audience with guys
it would be nice actually yabo work with our graduates
yeah so that's what
imagine both these girls babuya ma ezandleni zethu and manje bazimele. So for them ukuthi is collaborate nabo.
Yeah.
It's so, like us working with Wombokeni.
Yeah. Wow, that is definitely amazing. Thank you so much guys for actually coming to MET Radio and giving us such a great interview. Before I let you go, where do we find e Afro Soul on social media?
Okay, before we social media, ama shows esoba nawo nje manje ngomhla 26 ku February. So besivala inyanga yothando, sizobe sise Quidditch eShaka Marine World and then a casino.
Oh yes, ngomhla ka 18 Golden Horse Casino. There's another love show that you're doing.
Celebrating love.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then on social media, on Facebook, uthi nje Afro Soul. Afro Soul nje one way, tungahlukanisi. Afro Soul, ohlangene. And then on Instagram, uthi Afro Soul underscore, nakhona ohlangene. And then individually, mina uthi Mazulu on Instagram, at Mazulu Real Soul SA. Facebook, angisenawo, I was hacked, so angisatholakali. Salelo.
Yeah.
At Muji underscore royalty. At Muji, M-U-J-I.
Muji, which is Zulu.
Muji. Abantu bathi Muji. Yeah.
No, that's definitely amazing. Thank you so much, guys. And we are definitely going to be having you back here quite soon. Thank you so much for the interview. I don't know if you have any last words before I let you go.
Yo. Qalile unyaka guys, kukho konke esikwenzayo. Let's be responsible. Sizicabanga ukuthi sisuke emakhaya kunjani. Wena ongenza isasa lakho libe ngcono. Thank you so much for supporting our music, for supporting Afro Soul wonke leminyaka. Qhubeke njalo nje, nisiphathe kahle.
Guys, awukho umsebenzi no matter how young you think you are. Create something, start something of your own. If asiqala umsebenzi izenzele, ngeke kube khona umsebenzi. Ama company ayavala, aya liquidate and all that. So it means let us start our own.
Thank you so much. That is Afro Soul on Vukubangene Breakfast Show right here on MET Radio. Shape and own your future.
This is an MET Radio podcast.